This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, ways of strengthening taqwa through abandoning the material things. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of strengthening the taqwa through abandoning the material things. We know that we are living in the material world, and in this material world, we have some material needs. But the problem occurs where we excessively go towards this material world, or when we consider that everything is this material world. Therefore, it is necessary to do not exceed the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Islamic teachings. Therefore, the moderate way is the best way to be and to have the right way. The moderate way is the best way to follow the Islamic teachings. The moderate way is the best way to have the Islamic life. Therefore, it is necessary to follow the moderate way and do not to exceed the limits in this material world. The problem is we do not believe in Allah the way we should. When we do not believe, when we are under the propaganda of the material world, then our beliefs are not strong enough and they are affected by this material world or the concepts or the things that are being said through this in this material world. The way we study, the educational system that we have, this is all based on this, on the materialism. Therefore, we being a Muslim who believe in God, who believe in soul, who believe in hereafter, who believe that this world is something to work for the hereafter, and the mata of this world, the sustenance of this world is the passing enjoyments, we do not have the firm belief in the context the way we should have. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of strengthening the ways of taqwa through abandoning the material things. We said that it is necessary to follow the way in which we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, when we are abandoning the material things, it means that we are not going towards the material things only in order to gain the material we can say like enjoyments. Why? Because this world is a passing enjoyment, and the things that are provided in this world is for our help, so that we use them as a tool in order to have the best sustenance in hereafter, in order to have the best results in hereafter. Therefore, it is necessary to look at this world as a tool and to use whatever it is provided as the material source in this world as a tool for hereafter. On the other hand, we have the ahadith or the narrations in which it is said, for example, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib has said that haramun ala kulli qalbin mutawallitin bid-dunya. It is haram, forbidden on every single heart to have the love of this dunya, and yaskanahu taqwa. It is haram on the heart in which there is the love of this dunya, the love of this world, that the taqwa should go and reside there. Which means that the taqwa, if we want to gain taqwa, if we want to strengthen the taqwa, we should not have the hubb of dunya, we should not have the love of dunya. Why? Because taqwa does not reside at a place where there is a love for this dunya, where there is a love for this material world, where a person can think that he can just live in this world and this world is the final destination. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum. wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.